It's your weekly horse racing podcast right here on WFAN.com, brought to you by Naira Bets, Melusis, Monzo, and we typically have Kenny Peck, who's, you know, he's got to look at 8,000 races, so sometimes his time is limited on Fridays, but I do have Moose with you. Moose, what's going on?
What's going on, Mons? Hello, everyone.
Not
How are
much.
You?
Let's not
make
much.
Some money this
Let's
weekend.
Let's do it. Preakness weekend, not as, I mean, the Preakness itself was good, but some of the undercard races we had a tough time with.
It was not, congratulations to you. You liked War of Will, so it's a hell of a pick, and the off odds at 6-1 made little to no sense whatsoever. Started getting nervous about my Bourbon War pick when he was 9-2, and everybody and their mother was picking Bourbon War, but... I had a good day on Friday. You know, I had the winner of the Black Eyed Susan. I did hook her up in a double with War of Will, but overall, no, not a great weekend. We're hoping to bounce back this weekend in a big time way.
Yeah, we both think Barca is still running. So
yeah, Barca was a terrible selection.
So this weekend, a good card at Monmouth on Saturday for Memorial Day weekend, and we'll give you a stakes race at Belmont. Monday is the Gold Cup at Santa Anita, and we'll give you some picks on Twitter as that race has not been.
Yeah, make sure
yet.
To follow us up on Twitter as well.
Yes, Mark, what's your Twitter
at
account
Mark
is?
Malusi.
And
it's
I'm
simple.
At
with
B-Mons.
A C.
Yes, yeah. Mark with a C. The yeah. right way it should be spelled.
There you go.
And that's how they spell it in Upper New York.
Yeah.
How's your and roof, what, by the way?
What's up? dude, it's been a long week.
That's why you got to hit some winners, bro.
Yes, dude. Yeah, I got to pay for a new sheetrock, a new roof. They got a stucco, the chimney. It's a disaster.
So any contractors are listening, hit up Malusis on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right, he'll give you a free pick for a free roof.
Right. Yeah, it's an even swap.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, if you give a 12-1 shot, it might be.
That's
anyway,
true.
This year's Gold Cup at Santa Anita features star-studded field from a star-studded field from probables and fan favorites Vino Rosso and Lone Staler. Moose, big Vino Rosso fan, as am I. Our friends at Naira Bets are offering an exclusive Memorial Day bonus for the race. Bet $20 on one horse to win the Gold Cup. And if your horse finishes second, you get $20 credited to your account. So, typically I'm very good at giving you the second best horse in the race. So follow my pick on Twitter. Bets must be placed on the Naira Bets app to qualify. If you're new to Naira Bets, no problem. Sign up today. Use promo code Monzo and earn $200 as a new member bonus. That's NairaBets.com with a $200 new member bonus using the promo code Monzo, M-O-N-Z-O, bet 200, get 200. So if you lose 200 bucks, you get it back. If you win 200 bucks, you get an extra $200. So it's good stuff, Moose. And the way we've given out winners for the most part, you'll probably be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, which is, but I mean, the thing is if you bet 200, use the promo code, the money's going to be coming back to you. So hopefully you're able to take that 200 and turn it into 1200 or 1400 or 600, or whatever it might be. But that 200, regardless of what you do, is coming back.
And if you gave out the trifecta Moose gave on SNY for the Derby, you're rich.
Yeah, right. And one that didn't play it. Right. I gave out the superfecta and the trifecta in the Derby on SNY and didn't play it. That's going to be something that haunts me for the rest of my life. Basically, as we discussed last week, after the 22-minute delay and it became official, when I was the one touting Country House in the Louisiana Derby, I was touting Country House in the Arkansas Derby. You know, I didn't play Country House at 65 or 68-1 or whatever the hell he was in the Kentucky Derby. I didn't put $2 on him. I'm a moron.
Well, you'll redeem yourself this week.
That's it.
So we don't often get to look at Monmouth Park, and it's a nice track. I was there last weekend for the Preakness. We'll give you four races here. The next time we'll probably get a chance to look at Monmouth will be weekend of the Pegasus or the weekend of July 4th when they have their 1 3/8 on the turf stakes race in the Haskell. Obviously, for 3-year-olds, we'll probably see Maximum Security run again, although he might run in the Pegasus, they said. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Still, Moose, disappointed that we haven't heard anything from Maximum Security going to the Belmont. I think that would be a big attraction should he make that decision.
Yeah, it would be great, but it just seems to be the case of, as he was being paraded around the paddock down at your neck of the woods down in Monmouth, Mons, it does seem that they have no interest in running the Belmont Stakes, and they're going to pursue some of the big money purses that are going to come during the course of the summer, whether it be at Monmouth or maybe down the line, maybe something up at Saratoga, but probably not. And then everything that you have in the fall in the Northeast at Belmont Park.
So four races at Monmouth Park we're going to go over for Saturday, a nice stakes race on Saturday at Belmont Park as well on the turf. And we're going to start with race 5 at Monmouth. That's the John J. Riley Handicap, 6 furlongs on the dirt. Moose, this is one of those races where you look at Monmouth Park, and honestly, even the longest shot in this horse in this race has a chance. You know, a lot of familiar names. Chunnel is the one that comes to mind here. Saucy yeah. Don, if you're a Monmouth Park player, those are two names you've heard. Frank Marimotti, when he was calling Monmouth Park last year and the years beyond that, say their names many times. Unfortunately, though, when I look at this race, and I went over it a couple times and watched some past performances, I couldn't do much other than land on the favorite A Matter of Time, coming off first claim for Jason Service, and horses 3-for-4 at Monmouth. The only time he didn't win, he came in second, 2-for-4 at the distance, coming off some really solid races down at Charlestown. I just think this is the horse to beat. His buyers are, his last buyer was higher than almost anybody's in here. You know what Jason Service does, especially at Monmouth and pretty much anywhere these days. So it was really hard for me to come off the favorite here, Moose. Did you find somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you in terms of the fact that A Matter of Time should be the favorite. You look at, certainly Nick Juarez, the success that he's had down in Monmouth, and we know how good Jason Service is coming off the claim. You know, I went with Chunnel, the 4 at 7-2 on the morning line for Jorge Navarro with Ferrer aboard. I like the turf to dirt angle. If you look at his past performances, first off, has run very, very well at Monmouth. Has run well at the distance, but is not a 6-furlong specialist by any stretch of the imagination. You'd have to, really dig deep into his past performances in order to find a spot that he did run 6 furlongs. The shortest race in the last 10 is 7. But with that being said, I love the last work at Monmouth. Is basically a horse for course. 12 times has run at Monmouth. 1-6, 2 seconds, 1/3. Love the last workout. Love the turf to dirt angle. I think can fire fresh as well. I'm going to go with Chunnel at 7-2 on the morning line. I think the 6 is going to take a lot of beating. I looked at the 7, Cozy Lover. I think a little cheap, but certainly respect the connections.
Yeah, to me about Cozy Lover is his best runs were 2 years ago. So yeah, this horse might be way off form right now.
Yeah, well, and that's the concern. You're right about that. You're going to take 5-2 on the morning line. So I'm going to take a little bit of a shot with the 4 in race 5 at Monmouth.
Yeah, I like Chunnel. I used him underneath. A Matter of Time is my top pick. Chunnel is my second shot. And I'm going to go with another Monmouth Park horse, and that's Saucy Don. A little bit of a price. Could sit off the pace, and typically that's at Monmouth, it is a speed favoring track. As we talked about Maximum Security, God knows what he'll be able to do with that track, but there is a good amount of speed in this race. 4 or 5 horses that have gone to the lead in the past. That's why I think A Matter of Time might sit off the pace that there is. Yeah. Chunnel as well, and Saucy Don might pick up a piece late, at a little bit of a price. I mean, it's hit the board 25 times out of 44, and 18 of those times were in second or third. So I could totally see that horse getting in the mix at a price underneath. A Matter of Time, Chunnel, Saucy Don for me.
Yeah, I went 4-6-2. I threw in the 2 Evil Monkey at 4-1 on the morning line. I know you look at the buyer speed figures, has been very, very hit and miss. But it's run decently at the distance, 2 victories from 11 starts, has run well at Monmouth Park as well. Come in the morning in the money 5 of the 6 times. I don't like Evil Monkey to win, but I could see him closing out the trifecta. So I went with the 4-6-2 in race 5 at Monmouth on Saturday.
Second stakes race at Monmouth we're going to take a look at is race 7, the Boiling Springs, a mile and a 16th on the grass. And I like these kind of races because this is where Chad keeps, and he's keeping horses there, Chad Brown, especially with the purse and the purse stakes going up at Monmouth this year. A lot of it has to do with the sports betting and other things, that the governor's doing with putting money back into the track. But, Chad has horses stabled at Monmouth now, and he enters some of his, and I consider these his B horses because he puts his A horses, obviously, in New York. And, these are some of his B horses that can turn into A horses. And I think he's going to get some quality horses running in this race. And I landed on the 1, Beautiful Lover, for Chad, and I know it's actually the second choice out of the Chad horses. Claus is the 3-1 shot here for Chad, but Beautiful Lover here comes from Arch, who's a great turf runner, and we've seen him in the past, and Grand Arch is one of his better runners that he sired. But Beautiful Lover here, I like the allowance races. He's done nothing wrong this year. First off, the layoff where he ran in April. I think this horse has some versatility. I think this horse can go to the lead if need be. I don't mind the mile on the 16th. you know, gets Joe Bravo, you know, who we know what he does at Monmouth. You know, sometimes he drives you crazy, but I think this is a spot for Beautiful Lover that he's going to run a good race. There is some speed. I think Karama might go to the lead. Ready to Tango has shown the ability to go to the lead. I just think, you know, you're going to get a little bit of a price here with Chad at 4-1, and I think the other Chad horse, Claws, might get bet down to maybe 9-5. So I'm going to take a chance on the other Chad horse, Beautiful Lover, Moose. Where'd you land?
Yeah, I landed on the outside. I landed on the 10 Karama at 6-1 on the morning line. The daughter of Kitten's Joy making the first start on the turf, going from 7 furlongs to a mile and a 16th, and it's kind of like 2.5 turns when you look at Monmouth Park as they start on the inner chute. You look at her buyer speed figures on the dirt. I know they don't necessarily translate to the turf, but certainly have been representable. You look at her trainer has had a lot of success first time turf, and has had a lot of success going from dirt to turf. I don't think there's any doubt about it that when you look at the Shadwell Stable owned Karama, that they understand that her future was on the turf and takes a shot here in the Boiling Springs. And I think she's well meant at 6-1 on the morning line. The concern I'd have is certainly working out a trip from post 10. You don't want to get caught wide going all around all 2.5 turns at Monmouth Park. But I'm going to take a shot at the 10 Karama as my top pick at for Nick Juarez at 6-1 on the morning line.
Yeah, Karama is my second choice here at 6-1. I think makes a lot of sense. I like everything you had to say, and I thought the same things. And obviously, you see Kitten's Joy. You know what that horse has produced on the turf.
And it's 6-1, Kitten's Joy. That's tough to turn down.
Yeah, you know, some good works at Parks, comes over here. You talked about first-time turf runners for the trainer Michael Pino do relatively well. I'm going to use the 9 Aunt Hattie underneath. A horse that's done nothing wrong on the turf, has run really well for Bill Mott, puts the blinkers on at angle. I repeatedly say all the time, I like when horses run well and make an equipment change. I think that means that the horse is close, and I think this horse is close to being a really good horse, and I'm going to use Aunt Hattie underneath. I'm going to throw out the 4-horse Claws just because you can't use everybody, so I'm going to use the 1, Beautiful Lover, Karama, and Aunt Hattie. Those are the 3 for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little deeper than you. I know we usually fire out 3, but I'm going to throw in another. You talked about Aunt Hattie, you talked about Beautiful Lover. Those are 2 that I'm using underneath Karama. I'm also going to throw in the 2 Trailblazer at 12-1 on the morning line. If you look at her last run, where she was well meant and went off as, 7-2, in an allowance race down in Monmouth, same course setup that she ran, caught pretty much wide, had a wide trip throughout, but did make a nice run in the stretch. And I think sitting from post 2, I think it'd get a much better trip, inside favoring trip. I think 12-1 is a pretty good price on a pretty good filly. So I'm going to throw the 2 Trailblazers 12-1 on the morning line underneath.
Got to make sure we box these.
Yes, let's box them.
Box them together and get in the mix. And make sure you go to NairaBets.com, NairaBets app. Use promo code Monzo. Bet 200. Get 200. New member bonus. Race 9 at Monmouth Park on Saturday is the Grade 3 Salvador Mile. And Moose, when I think of this race, I think of a horse that we've used in the past, Braidster, who's won this race before.
Oh,
and
yes.
This is one of the classic races that he's won, and many good horses before. And I like the fact that we're getting a graded race here, and get 2 graded races coming up in Monmouth. We'll go over the Monmouth turf race coming up next. But the Grade 3 Salvador Mile on the dirt at Monmouth Park, expected to be a good weather, so that's good. It'll be a nice crowd there for Memorial Day weekend. Moose, I'll let you go first. Where'd you land?
Yeah, I'm not getting cute here. I really like Diamond King in his last race, which was the Charlestown Classic, where they run in that bull ring down in Charlestown, and he just got beat out at nearly 3-1. I'm coming back. I think the mile suits him. It's been working well. 5-2 on the morning line for John Service. I think this distance is a perfect one for him. That's where I landed ultimately. Third start off the layoff, has been working decently, keeping him fresh. I think he's a really good son of Quality Road when you don't ask him to do all that much. And I do think what I mean by that is, I mean by distance-wise, I love the fact that Pennington jumps aboard, regular rider, between him, Ortiz, or Javier Castellano, Pennington jumps back aboard. I landed on the 3 Diamond King at 5-2 on the morning line.
Yeah, I looked at this race, and I saw there was a little bit of speed, not a ton. The three, Diamond King's got some speed. The five, Jesum Jin's got some speed. And the nine, California Knight's got some speed. So I look for somebody a little less, a little tactical, can go to the lead if need be, and can also sit off the pace. And that's where I landed on the eight, Bal Harbour, for Todd Pletcher and Joe Bravo. You know, the last race, 92 speed figure, 96, 93. So really pumping out some good races. 5 for 13 career, 3 for 4 at the distance, 1 for 1 at Monmouth. And you look at, you know, some of the horses run against. Title Ready he beat, lost to Mask, who was a Chad Brown runner who's done really well. Firenze Fire, who we saw just beast out a sprint race a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I think this horse is primed to run a good one. His works have been okay, not great, but he's been working out at Monmouth Park. I think you might get some value on a Todd Pletcher horse. Joe Bravo aboard here, who hasn't won a race yet at Monmouth Park this year, which is kind of unbelievable to say. But, you know, Joe Bravo, 4-1, Todd Pletcher, Bal Harbour is my top pick. I'm also going to use the, you'll like this, I'm going to use the 2, Sunny Ridge.
So am I.
You know, a horse that, you know, has burned a lot of money for us in the past. That's why I'm not putting him on top here. But, you know, it's run well at Monmouth. You know, it's hit the board 4 times out of 4 at Monmouth. You know, it's always going to run a decent race. Just not always going to be in a position to win. So I think we'll definitely be used underneath. And I think the price will go up a little bit because I think the horse that you like, Diamond King, is going to get bet pretty heavy. I'm going to use a price horse for the third slot, and that's the 6, Hoffenheim, who's done good things on his return off the layoff here for Jeremiah Engelhart. The buyer speed figures are good. Actually hit 100 a couple races ago. Gets Rajiv Mirage, one of our favorites here. Has run against horses like Sunny Ridge in the past. And I think, look, this horse has finished 2nd or 3rd, 11 out of 19 tries. It was relatively decent at the distance. And just for the price value on a horse like I think could sneak in for third spot, that's Hoffenheim. So I'm going to use Bal Harbour, Sunny Ridge, Hoffenheim in the Salvador Mile.
Yeah, there you go. I'm using Sunny Ridge underneath of my top pick because I do think there's going to be a fair amount of speed. I do think Sunny Ridge, even though you know, the gelding has been a money burner for us. Lascano sees fit to head down to Monmouth on Saturday to ride. I think his last run in the Westchester Grade 3 out at, you know, at Belmont. On a sloppy track, I get it. I think it's a pretty good run. So second start off of the layoff, I'm going to use Sunny Ridge underneath, 2-1 on the morning line. And everything that you said about Bal Harbour as well. So I'm going 3-2-8 in race 9. Those are my top 3 picks.
And if you're interested, I just got an email from Kenny, our good buddy Kenny Peck, who handed us his picks for this race. So, well, Grace, we'll give those to you. He likes Nanouche.
Oh, Nanouche.
Nanouche for Jorge Navarro. And look, if anybody knows Monmouth, it's Kenny. It's the track he regularly handicaps. He's going to use Sunny Ridge, and we're on the same page here. We're both going to use Hoffenheim, a little bit of a price. So Kenny's got Nanouche, Sunny Ridge, Hoffenheim. Moose, your top pick was
the 3, Diamond King.
And my top pick in this race was Bal Harbour in the Salvador Mile. Race 11, the Monmouth, a mile and an eighth on the turf, another good turf race. And Moose, this is a return here, a couple of my favorites. And this is a good race. You know, you got Monarch's Glen, you got Almanar, Up the Ante, Markitoff, who just lost to Bricks and Mortar 2 races ago. Irish Strait, who's a good horse, Forced to Pass, Synchrony, who's a good horse, and Projected, who we thought we won on Kentucky Derby Day at Monmouth Park. But you know what? I looked at this race, and at first I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to land on the 2, Almanar. And the angle I'm going to use here, and a horse that is 2 kind of weird things I'm looking at. I'm going to make up an angle that this horse prefers to run in the warm weather, and it's warmer now. And if you look last summer, and particularly at Gulfstream Park going into Belmont and then going in to Arlington, some of his best numbers came when it's relatively warm outside. It cools down a little bit. He goes to Churchill, goes to Keeneland, runs up the track. So we know this horse has talent. Obviously, he gets Chad, and also Joe Bravo, who typically rides Synchrony, comes from Synchrony to Almanar for Chad. So, you know, I think this horse is going to be live off the layoff here. Almanar, 3-1, Chad Brown, Joe Bravo for me in the Monmouth. Moose, where'd you land?
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, or as a 7-year-old, he's just showing you a natural progression, right? I mean, maybe it's the warm weather angle, and maybe, you know, the warmer weather down in Monmouth on Saturday maybe you'll see Almenar wake up a little bit. I just don't like the way he's run as of late. I don't like the standard regression you've seen in the buyer speed figures. And I do like Almenar, and certainly I respect Shadwell Stable, and I respect Chad Brown. But I landed on a horse that I don't think I've ever played before. And I'm actually going to play him for the first time on Saturday and watch him run up the track. But I landed on the 3 Market Off. And I think if you look at the race pattern, and certainly ran unbelievably well down at the fairgrounds, where he just got nosed out at 62-1 by Bricks and Mortar in that one. And then you saw, after running a buyer speed figure, a little bit of regression, right? Ran from a 101 to 94, also caught a good turf course at Churchill Downs. Was bet a little bit better in that one, which was the grade one, turf classic. Ended up finishing 6th in that one with Manny Franco aboard. And now they roll him right back. And when you see a horse like, you've got a tremendous turf trainer and Michael Maker, Gutierrez Jones aboard, they roll him right back, should get a firm turf course, was training well at Churchill Downs. I think what you saw, was a little bit of a regression. And then I look at race flow in this race. I mean, I think Market Off is going to be the controlling speed. And you look at Monmouth and you look at that turf course, I think if he's able to work the trip, breaks from the gate as he usually does, get to the lead, I don't see any reason why he can't take him from the opening gate right to the finish line. So I'm going to land on the 3 Market Off at 8-1 on the morning line.
Certainly very game, 2 back against Bricks and Mortar. It almost pulled off the upset at 62-1. I thought that was actually Bricks and Mortar's best run, who really had to chase a game horse, kind of alone on the speed. I'm going to use the one horse, Monarch's Glen, who came flying off the pace in his last race at Churchill with Joe Rosario for Bill Mott. He didn't start the race very well. The race weren't flying up front, but they were moving, and he was able to pick up 6 or 7 lengths down the stretch, to only lose by about 3.5 lengths. So Monarch's Glen is my second choice, and my third choice, a horse that's run well at Monmouth, runs a race every time, especially on the turf, and that's the 5 Irish Straight, who's a grinder. And I think a mile and 1/8 might hit this horse right between the eyes, especially if there's a little pace up front. Irish Straight runs a quality race every time, especially in Monmouth. The buyers are there. The jockey is consistent. Obviously, Grand Motion, and I don't need to sing his accolades, especially on the turf. So I'm going to use, and I'm going to throw out Synchrony here, just because I can't use everybody. The jockey change kind of bothers me a little bit, going from Joe Bravo to Trevor McCarthy. I mean, look, Trevor McCarthy at Monmouth Park makes a lot of sense, but the price is going to be too short. And I thought Projected had every reason to win the cliffhanger last out with Antonio Gallardo and Chad Brown, so I'm going to throw him out there. So Almanar for me is my top pick. Monarch's Glen and Irish Straight are my 3.
Yeah, I landed on I like Monarch's Glen a lot. Judd Mon owned, freely trained by the brilliant
Frankel.
Formerly trained by John Gosden over in Europe, and one of the great European trainers. Now comes over. Mott has got a good relationship, has fired out a lot of winners for Judd Mon Farm. I think he's well meant. He's got the race, stateside, which we saw at Churchill Downs. Ran okay at 7, at a mile. I think gets the distance, gets the course that they're looking for. And you look at, who he's run at and against, and it's kind of been a world traveler running over in Maidan and Ascot and running against the likes of a Cracksman. I like Monarch's Glen to run underneath, and I'm going to use the 2 Almanar as well. The 7-year-old gelding for Chad Brown with Joe Bravo aboard. So my 3 are 3-1-2. I'm going to go all inside there in the Grade 2 Monmouth on Saturday at beautiful Monmouth Park.
For those interested in Kenny Peck's picks, Synchrony, Almanar, and Projected. So he's going with the deep closer with Trevor McCarthy aboard. Kenny obviously knows how good Trevor rides at Monmouth, so he's going to stick with one of the top Monmouth riders. And don't forget, go to NairaBets.com, the Naira Bets app. New member bonus, $200. Bet 200, get 200 using promo code Monzo. It's that easy. Go to NairaBets.com, promo code Monzo, M-O-N-Z-O, bet 200, get 200. Now we're going to move to Belmont Park Saturday. Beautiful Belmont Park, one of the nicest tracks in the country, and we're really looking forward to Belmont Day, Belmont Stakes Day. Great stakes races all day, great festivals all day, great food. Moose will be hammered. It'll be a good time.
Oh, stop. And no, I'll be working that day.
We
no?
both will be working, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see. Taking videos, giving out pick fives, singling
horses. Paint a picture like I'm going to be bombed all day.
Right.
Thank you, Mons. I appreciate that.
Maybe after the race you will.
Well, maybe if we win. If we
or
win.
Lose.
What?
Or lose.
Or lose, right. One way or the other, right. Either celebrate victory or drink our miseries away.
Well, I already teased this to you, and we'll talk about that race when we do the very extended Belmont Stakes podcast. I think we're going to be on the same horse that day. And, you know, if you follow Moose in the past, that little teaser, you may know who we're talking about, but we'll get to that another day. Moose, the Paradise Creek in Monmouth, and you're getting the return here of a very exciting colt here for Chad Brown, Fog of War, at a Warfront. Just looking at the racing lines, beat Current, who beat a horse named War Will, and his last race out, he beat War Will, the winner of the Preakness, and a horse that ran really well in the Kentucky Derby. And we'll move on to the Belmont Stakes, Moose.
Yeah, I know. And you know, I'd love to go against him on Saturday. I just can't. For everything that you mentioned, the fact that Chad Brown's horses, for the most part, high-percentage trainer where they come running, especially horses of quality, and that's exactly what Fog of War is. You know, the Peter Brandt-owned, Chad Brown-trained, Castellano aboard. You know, I landed on the two, you know, Fog of War, 8-5 on the morning line.
8-5 would be very generous, man.
Yeah, it would be very generous. You're probably going to get even money. Could be 4-5. I tried to make a case in my head to fire out Mucho, the 7, who, if you remember last year when we were doing our Saratoga podcast, I fired him out as a winner. I think he went off at 8 to 9 or 9 to 1 that day. And I do think, you know, I do think he's talented enough to certainly be a very, very good turf runner. I just don't think he's in the class of the 2 Fog of War, and that's where I landed.
No, if Fog of War returns to form, and there's no reason to believe he won't for Chad, you know, coming off, you know, 30% for runners that haven't run in about 6 months. So you expect this horse to be in form, to be in shape, and you're ready to run a big one. And I landed on the same horse. Look for a little value underneath. And I use the 8 Uncapped, whose buyer speed figures are very solid. Anytime this horse has run on the turf, for the most part, has run relatively well. Gets John Velasquez aboard. He has run at Churchill, has run at Keeneland. So it was run typically down in Kentucky. Lost to Bolton and Real News, 2 horses that are legit turf sprinters. So, and Real News routed on Saturday, last Saturday, at Pimlico. So a good horse there. And I used the 1 Silver Strike from Mark Cassie. You know, who, you know, adds a little distance here. Last race, not that great, but I think with this group can certainly get in the money here at 6-1. I think it'll probably be a little shorter, to be honest with you. It might be 5-1 or 4-1, but Fog of War is my top choice. Uncapped is my second choice, and the fill at the trifecta is the 1 Strike Silver.
Yeah, I mean, I went with an exacta of 7. I went 2-7 as my top exacta. I do really like Mucho. I don't think Mott's put him in this race unless he believes that he's got a really good chance. I think he's certainly a talent enough to be able to run very, very well on the turf. And then I threw the 1 underneath, Strike Silver. So I went 2-7-1. The Cassie trained Rad Ortiz, who arguably is the best turf rider in America. I went 2-7-1 in race 9 Saturday at Belmont.
And Kenny, throwing out Fog of War.
Wow.
Pole setter, who's the 4 horse, Luis Saez. Hadn't run in turf since last September. Ran at Kentucky Downs, which is a very challenging. He threw him out. He used Pole Setter, Uncapped, a horse I like, whose speed figures make a lot of sense here. And another horse that hasn't run in turf since November, and that's the 5 Pulsate.
If you listen to all of us, everything's covered except Dumpf.
Right. Who will win?
Yeah, right.
Just box the race except for Dunn. You come out on top. That's
what you need to do, right.
So, Moose, of these races, which one do you like the most? Which is your best bet of all these?
My best bet, you know, I'd probably have to go back to, you know, the Salvatore Mile. I really like Diamond King. You know, I'm hoping to get close to 5-2 on the morning line. I'm hoping people go crazy for Sunny Ridge in that race. I'm just a big fan of him. And
ran the Preakness last year.
Yeah, ran in the Preakness last year. Didn't like him that day, but I did like him in the Charlestown Classic. I thought he was going to win that stretch duel. Did not. I think he's going to make up for it on Saturday at Monmouth. I really like Diamond King. How about you?
My best bet of the day on Saturday is going to be in the Boiling Springs. That's the 1 Beautiful Lover. Chad Brown, Joe Bravo, 4-1. I'd be very, very ecstatic if 4-1 remains the price. with Chad sometimes. That's very questionable, but you know, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that everybody bets on the three, bets on the four claws, and Beautiful Lover kind of gets forgotten.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want to find some value in these races, and anytime I see a Chad Brown horse with a little bit of an overlay or even get some value, to me, I have to jump on it. You don't, like I always say, if you let Chad Brown beat you, well, you're the idiot. I'm not going to let him beat me, and if he, you know, I mean, unless his other horse beats me, I feel pretty confident. And don't forget, on Monday, Moose and I will tweet out our picks, and we'll tweet at each other. We'll make fun of each other, the whole thing. This year's Gold Cup of Santa Anita features a star-studded field with probable fan favorites. Vino Rosso and Lone Sailor. Moose, you talked about earlier, potentially gift box in that race, another quality horse. Friends at Naira Bets are offering an exclusive Memorial Day bonus for that race. Bet $20 on one horse to win the Gold Cup. And if your horse finishes second, you get $20 credited back to your account. Bets must be placed on an Naira Bets app to qualify. If you're new to Naira Bets, not a problem. Sign up today. Use the promo code Monzo, M-O-N-Z-O, to earn a $20 new member bonus. That's NairaBets.com. Promo code Monzo. Bet 200. Get 200. Moose, going to be fire out winners all weekend. I'm sure you
are. That's it. Yeah, absolutely, man. I need to pay for a new roof, fireplace. I got.
It's Memorial Day weekend. You got to buy burgers and dogs. And
right. Even when I'm done working, I'm not done working.
It's just, dude, I'm surprised you're not working at the boardwalk this weekend.
Yeah, I should be. I got to go
spinning the wheel.
I got to go mulch, Mons, all right? We got mulching to do.
I got mulch to do tomorrow as well. I had to call my landscaper and tell him, can we cut the grass a little shorter? Because,
you put
it on the highest level. I need you to cut it every 3 days.
Right, exactly.
I mean, geez.
I'm tired of seeing dandelions.
Oh, my God, the worst. Unbelievable. That's why we need these winners, so I can pay a real landscaper.
That's it. Let's get Diamond King and Beautiful Lover home this weekend.
I wish you could. It's not a double, unfortunately, but I wish I could play. Everybody, good luck with your picks.
Yeah, you got it.
We'll tweet our picks out as always, and we'll be back next week with another podcast. And the week after that, we'll be looking at the Belmont Stakes, the Met Mile, and all those tremendous races. We'll do a long, extended podcast, myself, Moose, and Kenny. NairaBets.com, NairaBets app, promo code Monzo, bet 200, get 200. Moose, I'll speak to you next week.
You got it, Monzo. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good luck.